Happy Monday, everybody. This is Shawnee from the Honey Trap Podcast. We are currently cooking up some new stuff for you guys. So this week, we decided to drop part three of Save It for the Honey Trap-ish, featuring Damo from Save It for the Podcast, Alpone, the producer, as well as Kara from Facebook. The original gang will be back next week, so enjoy part three of Save It for the Honey Trap-ish in the meantime and in between time. Appreciate you. Bye.
Yeah, you know, they be a Murray out of niggas.
Yeah.
I love it. Dama, you never should have said it. But never said it. It's
now you ain't gonna never get no reprieve.
I wish you would really stop saying my word.
Like, reprieve or Marriott?
No, reprieve.
Is it Marriott? That ain't Marriott. Marriott.
It's a lot of, there are a lot of, just like you said, like, I might feel like I might feel like there's something that I'd want, but that is not necessary. Like, if you looked at the scale of the niggas I talk to right now, they all different niggas.
I feel like
they all different niggas. Like, there's nothing, I ain't gonna say there's not one thing similar about them because, you know, people. But, like, there's, looks-wise, career-wise, like, niggas be different.
And I feel that. It's not necessarily. I feel like I attract all types of different.
Right now.
I feel like I attract all different types of men, but it's who I choose to deal with. Like,
Think you deal with the same type of nigga then?
I was, but not anymore.
Do you think it's harder for us? I mean, because I know that for me, I attract more white girls than I do my own sisters, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So most white women look at me, they're like, yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's the way I dress, because when I leave the house, I don't give a fuck how I look. You know what I mean? I throw on some shorts, a shirt, some socks.
Fuck them.
Clean. And then I just go about my day. I mean, I don't dress to impress for individuals because, I mean, for one, I'm always busy and it's more comfortable than anything.
I'm pretty shallow when it comes to, like, how a man's appearance. I'm not saying you got to, like, look a certain way all the time. But
what if he just said Walmart, you know?
I feel like this. Typically, the people who are more so like, let me make sure you see this Hermes belt.
Yeah,
I mean,
that, I don't
them
like.
Are typically the like men that either head. That either don't even really have the funds.
Hello.
To be that's doing all that shit.
I just need to know your cleanup.
You want to do you know, got the same damn, like, you gonna wear this belt everywhere, like, all the time, like, okay, every we day. Did it. You spent a lot of money on it, like, you know. I don't know. I don't really personally care about stuff like that. But.
See, I'm with Sierra as far as I need to know that you clean up nice, because when I usually see, like, my two, I'm like, we be on some t-shirts and jeans. Yeah. We be on some t-shirts and jeans type shit, or some sweats and t-shirts. Like, we be real low key, but thing I know you got.
Too. When it's time to get up and get dressed, I know you gonna be that nigga.
The fuck on.
I know.
But the thing about me is too, if I feel like you ain't, you know, you might need a little assistance, then I'm gonna get you straight. And we can do that. Yeah, and that's cool.
I'm the type of dude, like yesterday, I went to Home Depot. Mm-hmm. I had on some bright orange motherfucking shorts, a gray shirt.
There?
No, I don't. No. I went to pick up some, actually picked up these lights, the vents, and, you know, a whole bunch of other shit just do with the house. But I walked out with some neon green, a neon orange shorts, a gray shirt, some fucked up shoes. But yeah, I still got attention.
It don't even matter.
But did you have...
What's that?
Sound weird.
What?
No, I'm just saying, did you have, like, Home Depot shit in your hand to where a woman would know, like, oh, this nigga on a
date? Yeah, like, I had a basketful of shit, yeah.
Which is different, too. It's weird because, you know what, women, I mean, we can see a man that's not, like, necessarily, like, oh, super duper well kept in that moment and, like, still recognize that he's handsome or whatever. But for men, like, y'all specifically seem to feel like y'all like us when we look the most fucking regular.
Yeah. I fucking
whereas
love
y'all
the
saying
regular.
Like, I want to know that you
yeah,
can, you know
I,
what
I
I'm
agree.
Saying?
Sweatpants,
hair tie, chilling with no makeup on. I've always lived by that fucking
yes.
Like,
yeah, so I think that's funny how it's like kind
you,
of a
not the person
counter.
You're trying to use to impress people. I get to see the real fucking
I can
you.
Respect that.
You but know I mean I don't agree. Get it wrong. I like when you can clean up too, but yeah. I like it when you
your preference.
Yeah.
I think I do get more like if you see me or you know me from Facebook and we like start rapping or whatever and we FaceTime and you see me for the first time without a filter or makeup and things like that, I get way more like compliments when that is how they see me. They're like, you look like, first off, I look like myself still, thank God. But it's still like I look less like bougie stuck up, I guess. I photograph kind of, yeah, I photograph kind of stank, and I'm like, yo, that's completely
opposite. She do that on purpose.
I really do. I do got really bad like, RBS.
This is gonna weed out the
all the bullshit. You can see by this face, this bitch face that.
That's the profile picture that I just, that really got me. I'm like, God.
She does a stank, but you know what? Her sister, when Asia take pictures, she look proud all the time.
She do be looking proud as fuck. Asia do be looking the fuck proud of what the fuck ever. She do look proud. Like,
what is this about?
She just doing the best that she can. Okay. Everybody ain't photogenic.
She is though.
She be looking good.
She be looking proud.
She just be looking like she about to give a commencement speech.
And do.
Asia, we gonna work on it, I swear.
Work on what? Never,
she said she
just need to be able, she's saying she gonna help her give different looks.
I'm not gonna lie,
get rid of the proud.
I'm not even making fun because I can't pose for shit. I feel like my photo presence is fucking terrible.
I'll be on it.
If Car around, one thing about me, Car, come on, we about to get this pose together.
That's how I feel about Shania too.
Like if you're taking a selfie, because your pictures look good.
I know I can find an angle on somebody else to make them like get their.
She
can.
Nah, the honey trap be picturing.
I had the same tired ass pose.
No, I'm saying when I see y'all pictures, they always good pictures.
I got the same pose. I feel like
yes, here's this.
But I'm saying I don't look at it be like.
Hey, one thing about me, if I pull that ring light out,
it's over.
Oh, y'all killed
it. And when I hit the mall, it's a photo shoot. Then I hit the club. Yeah.
Yeah, I respect that. Some people, my testimony. I just am not really photogenic. I feel like I don't really like me in pictures.
I didn't become photogenic until I started embracing the shit that I liked or didn't like about myself.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like my freckles, but I will post a picture with no filter on or whatever. I have stretch marks and love handles, but bitch, you gonna see the stomach.
What's wrong with that?
It's not wrong, but when you are constantly in general compared to the standard of beauty, when you compare it to like, okay, well, this bitch got this body and she don't got a stretch mark or don't got a fupa or love handles or whatever it is that you have and you see that comparison, it can kind of make your perception of self a little jaded. Can we say that was the all I said?
No, we know that.
Yeah, because I look at it like, to me, if you don't have freckles, if you don't have stretch marks, if you don't have love handles, you're not a woman in all honesty.
But you are, but some women just aren't built like that.
I mean, that's the way I view. I mean, right. To me, like, you have my type tall. Is if you're skinny. I mean, I'm not the type of nigga I don't want to bone with a bony chick.
That's not my type.
Yeah. So I look at it like if you got love handles, if you got stretch marks,
we need the
freckles.
Explosions right there.
Skinny girls got stretch marks and they got handles and
but
stuff.
But not all of them though. I look
not
at
all
like,
big ones do either.
Not all big ones do either. I want to see some marks. I want to see some handles. You know what I mean? But, I want to see some fucking body.
But when you see the glorification of someone who doesn't have that, someone who is slim this and tight there and things like that, like it can be intimidating.
They're manufactured. They're not real.
In some cases, but their body is honestly, the body can be achieved regardless. So it's like, I had to learn that the gap in my teeth is okay or the love handles is okay and things like that. And when I started doing that, I'm like, bitch, you gonna see what the fuck I see. Like, I'm gonna show you that I love it. And if you love it, then that's fine. But regardless of if I get one like or not,
it's a slow, hard journey.
It is.
But it's the same thing.
It's only been within like the last like 4 years, I would say that I was really like, you know what? Do this shit. Like, this ain't gonna change. I'm not gonna spend no money on it. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna pay for nobody to do no surgery on me.
One thing about me,
if I get it, but I don't.
Right. Yeah, no. Right now. But like, if I come in two some monies.
Oh, baby. That's a done deal.
Lay
me on the kitchen counter.
How I would prefer it to look. I would prefer to not have a love handle or to not have a fupa or whatever.
But you
want to
be accepted with it too, basically.
I'm learning to accept me with it, but it's also like I work out.
But I feel on that too because you like this shit. Because I don't like this about myself. I'm going to just change it. So I feel that.
Exactly. But I'm doing natural ways of changing it because a bitch is I don't got go don't get got this done bad. Money. You ain't got but that. I got this. You I ain't got this that. Time. I, you right. I the fuck don't.
I'm with you.
But I got this
why
time.
You yelling at me?
I got this you time. Kind of and I work out every goddamn day. I eat right. You I do what I have to do. I be busting my ass. So you gonna see the progress. You gonna see me show some work.
The thing that I hate about when people try to and this ain't directed at you for asking, but what I'm saying is a lot of the times, like, men kind of feel like, oh, well, she don't love herself or she want to go do that or she want to, no. See, right here, this is it. Right here, like, I fucks with her already.
Okay.
Right.
If I want to do something like that in order to change my appearance in whatever way, enhance my appearance, whatever, it's just because that's something that I would want to do. Not necessarily because I don't already love it as is.
It's not
because
everybody else doing it.
Or because anybody else.
It's because it's what you
exactly.
want.
Exactly. You know, like the first thing a motherfucker likes to say to me if they trying to like hurt my feelings or like a dig or something.
Is he doing that to
it's
you?
Like, you fat.
But then I turn around and ask for a fucking note. I'd be real.
But I'd be like, you know what, honey? I'm a big body being.
Please, period. Don't crash.
Big body being.
I'm a big body being. So the thing
you
about it
be
is,
big, so
I know what I am.
You're not that big.
I don't necessarily feel like I need to go on my 600-pound life, but I do recognize that
I could
skip a few meals in my, you know, who voice.
Listen.
But I'm not going to skip no meals. So you going to like it? Or you don't gotta like it. It don't really matter because I probably don't like you anyway.
I was getting niggas when I was over 200 pounds. Yeah, like I was over
niggas
here.
Niggas love big bitches out sure here. Don't do. Let it. Don't.
No, we know that.
I was a big one.
Niggas
I
be acting like though. That's the thing. And that you remember when they was doing them text message memes and it was the dude and he was texting the girl
they
like, "What's up, bae?" And the girl was like, "Nah, you said you." She was like, "Nah, you said you don't like fat bitches on Facebook."
That's a fact.
I was like, felt.
She was like, I'm gonna keep this one on the tuck.
I be towing that line, man.
When comedians and shit make jokes like that, or niggas make statuses like that, do it like, do y'all want to jump and defend it?
You know what? It doesn't bother me.
If you was in my DMs, it pisses me off.
Okay, if you, yeah, that makes
like
sense.
If you attack something
about me,
it don't even
piss me off because niggas do shit.
No, what I get what she's saying, nigga, you was just fucked.
I get what she's saying too.
You trying to make a
but the thing about it is. You was just in my. I'm not even mad about it because of the simple fact of you ain't being true to yourself. You right. You the one fronting for whoever else about what you like and what you don't like.
So, I think she more on the exposing end.
Who me?
Expose that nigga.
I ain't
nigga
gonna expose you.
I only expose one
person. Not because you.
And it was a real hood moment of me.
Hey, been there.
I made it out of Star.
But yeah, like I'm not gonna be bothered by nobody saying nothing like that because number one, I've been there. Like, I've never been a small girl. Like, I've never been small. I've always been bigger than average since I was little. So, I've never been, I've had times where I've been bothered, like, i.e. high school or, you know, things like that. Yeah. But now, like you said, the journey, it's a journey. You know what I'm saying? To be able to, like, really love on yourself and stuff. A lot of shit that I do, pictures I take, stuff that I wear, like, now, I would never have, like, even when I was smaller. You know what I'm saying? So.
But you embrace yourself.
Yeah. Like, I love myself. I don't really give a fuck about a nigga that probably never was going to have the fucking time of day to get with me anyway.
Would you embrace yourself if niggas wasn't fucking with you like that?
I think so because I get niggas now and not saying I didn't used to get niggas, but what I'm saying is when I was younger it was even more so of the landscape of I ain't fucking with no fat bitches, I ain't, you know, all
sure.
that rah 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 rah
sure.
so it Super so then shallow. I've already gone through kids. I've gone through the trenches of, you know, niggas don't like that. You know, now that we older, especially niggas is really, you know, fucking with the kid. But
talk your shit, friend.
The thing about it is I already done been through that. I've been through the pain and the hurt of the, you know, wondering what somebody else thought about me. So it's called, I had to look at it like really, it's called self-esteem. And we let other people dictate too often what we think about ourselves. Mm-hmm. And though it's very easy to get in your head about what some fucking body else thinks about you, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you really gotta look at it like, Nah, because at the end of the day, I woke up this bitch, I'm that bitch, and I know that. Mm-hmm. And I don't give a fuck what anybody else got to... Because 9 times out of 10, it's people that don't know you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You might not ever see them again. Even if you do, I don't care. Like, it's just... It's nothing that someone has to say negatively about me that they think is a negative is going to weigh on me right mm-hmm. now. Like, that's it's just... There are very, very few people on this earth that could say some shit about me physically or whatever that will really hurt me.
I transitioned from getting, like, the fat feeling from people to now it's like... Now I went from I was a little more reserved because I wasn't comfortable in myself. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm comfortable with my body and things like that, I'm more open verbally, sexually, and things like that. So it's like I get the, oh, she a hoe then because you speak about it.
Right.
Or whatever. So I went from having the no niggas, no attention to now I get a little piece of attention. And now that means that, you know, you fucking on everybody. I just embrace it. Like, yo, you gonna feel like I'm a hoe regardless of what I do. That's so right. I'm just like, okay, call me something else. Whatever.
The thing about it is right. people gonna
feel like I do some hoe shit. Really I do some whole shit.
I'm about so to say, it's you do embrace your shit. I mean, embrace your
but it's the, everybody be on some whole shit. So it's like,
everybody do be on some whole
everybody
shit.
Everybody do. You but may, it's you. Levels to the whole shit.
Right.
But mainly you.
Mainly me.
People are going to think what they think.
I do not think you a whole like,
you really have to be again. Mentally strong. Like, you really have to be mentally strong in yourself and how you really feel about absolutely. Yourself. And that is going to really weather you through 9 out of 10 of these fucking storms that you're going to go through. Mm-hmm. For real. Because it really ain't shit a nigga can tell me about me. It ain't.
Oh,
it ain't. Nothing. The good, the bad, the ugly, the pretty, the sexy, the fat, the slim, the anything. There's nothing a motherfucker can tell me that I've not already recognized or rectified within myself.
I think I could still be told a few things.
I know you can. I'm just definitely.
I think when you think you can't be told nothing.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying not like I know everything, but I'm saying when you talking to me about me,
I'm speaking about you.
When you talking to me about me, I mean as far as like I'm fat, you this, you that, you like that. Not like if I'm teachable for sure. I'm teachable for sure in my mental and everything. And again, we always gonna evolve.
Yeah,
but. As far as like the esteem of myself, there's nothing a motherfucker's gonna be able to tell me about me. Mm. That's gonna make me be like, I wish a nigga that blow my phone the fuck up would try to call me fat. All right. That's what's up. I guess you fucking with fat bitches heavy.
No and pun intended. Also,
stupid.
Also, she don't fuck with niggas that would be on some stupid exactly. shit like yeah. that. Like, sure. I don't think anybody that I'm involved with would even think that. Like, even when I was, before I started working out and things like that, even when I got comfortable or things mm-hmm. like that, I've acknowledged things like, you don't even need to do all that. I've heard yeah. it from.
They don't want you to lose the
weight. They hella don't they want don't. You to lose. They want you... They just want you to be fat.
They be like, man, I'm about
grabbing
to
on all your stomach.
They really want you to be fat, but they just they like
love.
You.
Yeah, they like do. You as they is. Love. And they want you to feel like you don't got
anything negative. Nobody's trying to let you know
I fuck with you regardless of what it is. Regardless. And I love that's that. It. I love that about y'all. I appreciate that.
What's it called? OnlyFans or fans only?
OnlyFans. I hate people that say fans only.
OnlyFans.
Well, no. It's really not that hard.
But me and the nigga was like, we're going to create an OnlyFans. And I was like, well, I guess we're just going to be in the BBW section. Because I had gained... A little bit away. But I was just playing, though.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, because let me have it.
Like, okay, yeah.
But you have it. Let me have it.
What is what you have in me?
Told her about herself.
Told me about myself.
Because you fat?
No,
she called herself fat.
Yeah, I was like, we got to do the BBW section.
But why do you call yourself fat?
I don't necessarily think I'm fat. This is just the biggest I've ever been. I've never been this big. Even right after my son, I was, I think, probably 140-something. Once.
Ooh,
yeah. You were 140?
140, 150. I was little. I recently got this big over the last year.
I didn't stop.
Shit, because I eat what I want.
Yeah, because I just never really understood that. I mean, because I come from an era to where it's like skinny women, it's skinny women is they're not my thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't like
me either.
I don't like skinny women. I like a woman with more mass, more body to
them. Slim, thick with your cute ass.
Even slim, thick is not even.
They're talking about Miko.
Oh, okay. I've never seen, so I have no idea.
I'm sorry, though.
I was just wondering. I mean, because I think self esteem is important. Also, you know, self appearance and how you feel about yourself. So I just wanted to know exactly how y'all feel about that.
I like a nigga that I would be like, you know, I'm finna go work out. I mean, not necessarily sabotage me, but just like really love me the way that I am enough to be like, girl, fuck that. I'm about to send you some money for some steak. Like, oh.
I love a nigga that'll feed me.
I get the, like, I had one send me a picture, a video yesterday of him like working out or whatever.
I thought you were about to say something else, girl.
Not this time. I sent back a video of me showing I was working out too. And he was like, you look the fuck good. Like, just shit like that. And I'm like, you. But when he showed me his, I'm like, yo, you look the fuck good. So it's like, we encourage, we speak good into each other or whatever. But even when we both was like, quarantine was getting the best of us, we talked to each other about it or whatever. And we just literally motivate each other to do better, be better, look better, take care of ourselves or whatever. I want to be around. I got people to live for.
That's my favorite boyfriend. That's how he be. He be like, drink your water. Do this. Mm-hmm. Do that.
He's
eat your fruit and vegetables. Like, ugh.
I don't know. You get more out of me being an uplifting type of man.
No, he's not like naggy about it. No, he's very, you know,
uplifting. Very uplifting. You can get the most out of me being that type
but
of man.
But it's only certain. Now.
But I like the ones that like to spend money on my cheat day, too. Like, that's hey, girl. Hey. Double up on that protein
I heard
bowl.
How you was talking to them kids. I know you deserve it.
Hey, girl. Go get you some insomnia cookies.
I do want some insomnia cookies.
I literally have been thinking about it. Like, can I afford it? Like, I still got to work out today. So I'm, like, trying to figure out how I can afford cookies. And
you ever heard of that?
I want to go to the museum if it's open.
I do. Oh, I want to do a lot of shit. I think next weekend I'm going to just dedicate. I'm going to dedicate that.
Before it's dark.
I love when you harmonize. It just really does something to me.
Hey, to bacala to the spot.
Hey, insomnia.
Cookies rock.
Possibly.
I hate.
Oh my God, y'all. We really been sitting here talking for the fuck long. I don't even know how we about to. How the fuck? Four hours.
Well, do on a realer note, do y'all seeing men the same news y'all seeing women?
What you say?
Yeah. Why not?
Y'all get the same exact nudes?
It's not. Nigga, it's a masterpiece.
I only send the pictures that you receive to you and you only.
run that back one more time.
You different.
Hey, run it back one more
time. She's lying. The fuck?
Listen, I ain't gonna hold you. Like, some of my proudest news or videos, they might get it first.
Who?
Oh, the women?
No.
Y'all might get it first.
No, I'm talking about the women you trying to fuck
when
with.
When I'm real, real proud, they get it first.
Like, I care that shit.
I said, listen, I got some good shit.
I want to motivate my friends.
Is it from confirmation? From
any, no, I already know it was good. Any
motivate
any,
my friends. Like, girl, you need to go next. You next, bitch.
Any nude that I done sent that I thought was fucking fire, guaranteed, it is saved. There is a folder. So if things don't work out between you and I,
period.
The next motherfucker is going to see this picture.
That is a fact. I got my favorites put the fuck up.
Hey, when I start sending shit to a nigga, like, oh, I'm about to send it. Okay. He might get some shit where I got braids. I might have a wrap. I might have a sew-in. Three pictures in
one
a row.
Thing you got going
where
for
these came from?
One thing you got going for yourself is your nails stay consistent. If y'all,
I do.
Your nails
I don't be changing
my
nails.
Shit, I be like, fuck, I do got these yellow
ass
nails
today. I always get the
same nails. I will. Yeah. I don't know.
It don't even matter because honestly, it's new to you. So like, don't even do that.
You ever took a nude so fire that
yes.
Like, who else you send this to?
I feel
like,
of course.
I feel like I always get that like, who else you send this to?
I'll be ready to put that motherfucker in a group chat.
Niggas don't even say that to me because they already know it's 11
o'clock in the morning while I'm at work for a nude. What the fuck you thought was going to happen?
I don't ask that kind of question, but of course you think it like,
well, you're
I'm not about to fall into, right, I'm not asking nothing. But I ain't going to fall into thinking that I'm the only one got this. That's when you get hurt, when you find out another nigga got it.
But if I go out my way to tell you, then I did do that for you. If I go out my way to say this was for you, Or like if a nigga texts you while you at work, like, hey, go to the bathroom and send me that pussy right fast. Like, oh, okay.
That's how you know that it, like, if you ask me for something on the spot for, like, right there.
Yeah, then that's you.
Now send me a picture of them pants you got pulled down to the ground. Let me see the pants on you.
See, I don't even need to talk. I don't even.
Take a picture doing like this.
The thing about this, you can say that shit in a joking way, but if you start getting serious with it, I don't even need that type of nigga in my life.
No, honestly.
No, for real. You ain't the nigga for me.
That trying to do something nice for your stinking ass.
Yeah, well, he just trying to check on that special talk, nigga.
But the thing about it,
you didn't have to ask.
Yeah.
How am I just to know it's special?
You just a cancer. That's all. That's a fact.
Look, I'm speaking for men. Y'all just not me.
I mean, some men don't. Hey, some of these niggas really got it in their fucking heads that they the nigga. Don't do it. That they are the nigga and ain't nothing to fucking. I know you ain't sent that to nobody else, or they think that.
Oh, and that's cool. That's fine. You can think that too.
No, I mean, like, confident like that. Okay. What you talking about?
You want to sit this one out? I do it all the time.
What y'all talking about?
No, she just don't want to talk about it. That's fine.
Oh, that's fine. She ain't
every note I've ever said, if I said, I just took this for you, took this for you.
No, if I say that, then that is. If I don't say that.
If I say it, then that's a fact.
I will let you know if it's coming from the archive.
Why do you need to know that?
I will.
Why do it matter?
I don't even see.
I just assume that's
now,
where coming from his archive.
Now, here's the thing. I've only been sending news to the same people. Person.
You know what, girl?
I'm only saying news. Fuck it. Fuck y'all. I've only been sending news to the same people. So it's like, if I take it, two people may get it. And that's going to be honest. You can feel, do with that information what you will. But if one person requests it, I'm going to send it to that one
person.
Right. Yeah.
Not saying that I'm not going later.
Because if it's fired, then it's fired. The fuck?
Y'all saw my most recent shit.
For the blood, I gotta leave it up. That shit was too fire.
I had to send
everybody
it to
got to see it, this.
I'm sorry.
Everybody got to see this picture. Y'all saw it. They saw it. He saw it. Him saw it. Everybody saw it.
Do different reactions bother y'all though? Like,
no,
like,
I don't never get it.
He's saying it was like, oh my fucking God.
I know the reaction that my nigga is gonna give me. That's one thing. Reactions be consistent across the board. But what if a nigga don't react like that? No, reactions are consistent as far as delighted to receive.
When you know you got
it. I know.
I mean, even. You know you didn't send that one.
If I know, if I'm. Like, you know what? I'm going to send some news. I'm already expecting you to want to come invade my space.
Absolutely.
I like
sometimes,
how
you put that. Yeah.
I just know it's coming. And that, and that
should be put.
But I'm saying, though, that's what it's going to be. Remember not long ago? Okay. And I was like, all right, this nigga asking, and I'm going to do it, but I hope he know that
not
this ain't
over
that.
Here.
This ain't that. But no. You can have it, though.
You just got
to send it to one and two. And now, three.
Period.
But three don't really get
good old.
It be my boyfriend's. Okay.
Good
yeah.
old three still working.
I sent somebody one for their birthday yesterday. It was nice to me.
I figured that's
one. So I'm trying to figure out how I want to deal with three. Right now, one and two is
we not about to do this. Okay, not right this second. Because listen, we've been talking for like 4 hours.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, how you going to close it out? I want to know how you going to do this.
I don't know. I gotta figure this shit out. God damn.
You know,
how do we even get here? This is what the fuck happens when Damo be here every fucking time.
But you know what? It's always love. It's always a good show. This was a fucking great show.
It was great.
That's probably gonna have to be three damn shows.
I feel like we got into a lot of good shit today.
Actually, that was the scenario. I mean, I took over your show to actually embed sections into your show because the first show was very. You know, structure. Empowering yeah. with, you know, the structure.
It was different. It's different tones.
Black culture. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Second show was more about self-esteem and self-love. And then my gift to you, because you overpaid the last session. Y'all both sent me a little bit more money. So actually, this session's on me. And
y'all got to stop messing with real niggas like him.
Okay. I mean,
stop. I be trying to talk to you.
I'm sorry.
That was cold. I'm about to give me some insomnia cookies.
That mug almost came out crazy.
I don't even talk to women like that.
I apologize.
I'm not worried about that.
No.
It's so hoodie.
This is for me. Because I was about to say it, and I need to apologize.
I wish you would have.
Nah, I don't do that. I don't remember. Nah, but like y'all gonna get people jealous like that. They can't fuck with a nigga like this.
That's facts.
Like that should be he be doing be real.
We appreciate.
But what was you saying? You know what? We ain't gonna do this.
No, but.
You gotta say about TJ?
Yep.
Nah, but what you nigga, I don't give a fuck about him being right. I'm gonna say what I say. What you not gonna say?
Put all that extra in your
you not.
You not no. Nah. Cause he not here to defend himself. And
he
thing
is
about,
here to defend himself.
You talking about TJ. Like, oh, I thought you know your finger is kind of
what you got to say about TJ?
I thought you said something.
I tried to tell I basically I said that TJ is my favorite. I do love him. But if I had to pick an engineer, we was doing like a,
side by side.
What do you call it? Like
we
a draft?
Doing
a
trade. We
trade of teams. And so I included you because we don't have enough. So I was like, if we do team, we have 5-on-5. You know? So I was like, well, now that I'm including our engineer, like, sorry, TJ, because at first I had picked TJ. And I was like, well, now we including engineers, so I'm going to have to fuck with my engineer.
Don't worry about it.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't correct her.
And basically, I said that my nigga come with the best quality sound and all of that that you gon' motherfucking hear. You know what I'm saying?
And I stood up and defended
and he was like, so TJ ain't shit? And I'm like, whoa, who said that? I didn't say
first
that.
First of all, Damo didn't do that.
Okay.
I feel like you lying, but
I defended my homie. That's fine. I defended him, and don't make it seem like I was going at Pone. I defended him. I know what you just did. You did. Brick wall.
Who did he just cut off?
This nigga is crazy.
Did you come to my house?
First of all, you didn't get in here till we got on the podcast.
Oh my God. You know, you're not going to bring it up again.
In this room, you was in the other studio.
You know where to cut out all of the extras. You know what to do. You a pro. You a pro. You got this.
No, I was
niggas
her,
that don't get nominated like, the second year. Just really
you know how we be. I, like you're not gonna disrespect my nigga like his audio.
I didn't disrespect him. I
she
just
didn't disrespect
yeah, it,
him.
It was really just a fun argument. That's I cool, wasn't bro. Really like
what's nah. Now it was just for fun.
Oh, now you think I'm punking?
Now
out.
It's just a game.
No, oh, okay. I can't say you was punking out.
No, I'm not talking to you.
Oh, but when you talk,
don't touch your motherfucking finger.
You should be quiet.
Put your motherfucking finger down at her face. You hear me?
Appreciate
don't
that.
Do it
that
no
is
more.
Your girl. I don't like disrespecting people and right. women.
Beyonce.
Stupid.
I'm more than just her girl.
So, with that being said, I'll never disrespect TJ, and you know I wouldn't. So I don't even know
like
why you even came at me
good
like that.
Together.
I do too.
You know what? You said I fuck with I fuck with Pone audio way more.
That's not what
you're
I said.
You're not about to way more.
And we was on
nigga.
The phone with TJ. Would I say that while I'm on the phone with TJ?
Yeah,
at
you
that?
Would, because you're a real nigga, I hope.
I don't feel like that though, so why would I
you
say
said
that?
Way.
I look at it. I look at it. It's like I mean, TJ has good quality for someone who's just jumping into it. I mean, I give him his props. You know what I mean?
Period.
He has no
we
education in background. It's very rare to see that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Very rare.
And very rare for people to shout that out
exactly.
in other people. So I love that poem.
So I look at
that's
TJ like TJ jumped in it. TJ ran with it. He's learning still. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can help him out, but. With his time and my time, we have to come together on a good time frame we can work out. But for him to just jump into it, bro.
Black engineers.
TJ was going with what she was saying, but I just felt like I had to.
And the only difference between him and I is
TJ didn't argue
the equipment. That's
Damo just likes to fight with me. So honestly.
Damo just likes to fight. Let's just put a period right there.
No, only if I'm defending somebody.
But there was nothing.
You can talk about me.
There was nothing even said to defend, honestly.
Oh, they wasn't there.
It's all
right. Go ahead. Close
it's
it
okay.
out.
Anyhow.
Pone.
Hey, now this is my podcast. I'm just an engineer. I push buttons.
No.
And that's
you
how
part.
You close it out. That's how
Hello.
You close it out. That's it.
Hello.
No, that's it. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because
right.
you ain't
you
got
you.
Nobody else
will
be in
when
control.
Think about you.
I mean, because it's just me. I mean, I'm humble. I mean, this isn't my
that,
podcast. The content that comes out of here is not me. This is them.
It ain't your content, but it's us. It's a team effort.
And you've been down
effort.
For a long
he
motherfucking
been down
time.
Day one
if you can fuck with
really,
Shanae, you
real,
a down
real.
Ass nigga.
I'm going to just say what needs to be said.
I remember when they
years,
first had their first...
30 years,
when they had their first engineer and they was like, this nigga don't show up on time.
Hey, don't put this on the thing.
Yeah.
No, put it
he
on.
Be listening. No, because he be listening. I don't want no rap beef.
Okay, but for real though.
Feel how you do with that information, which you will start showing up on time.
You supposed to help business a nigga grow.
We've had the conversation with him though. Well, it doesn't mean that it needs to be said on the fuck. He knows who he is though. And a lot of people know who we worked with at first. So calm down and we ain't gonna put this on there.
Business is business. Business speaks for itself.
Okay, so let me rephrase. Crop this part in. I remember when they first began potting, when they found you. When they found you.
Shout out to Shauna.
Shout out to Shauna.
Yo.
Don't do too much. Don't do too much.
Because we're really trying to leave.
But it was just the level of investment that you've had in it in general. Like when we did the Friendsgiving with them and things like that, I was like, I've never seen anyone who wasn't directly involved be still so invested in something. So it just speaks just leaps and bounds. And if I find people and people need some sort of content or anything like that, I'm like, hey, you need to look at Shanae's engineer, because I know for a fact you got the visual aspect of it. You got the actual recording aspect of it. Dope.
You just
as hell.
Got the business down.
You
period.
Do. Yeah. Professionalism.
He's a good businessman. If he lacks somewhere, he's going to.
Absolutely. What lack where,
he,
though?
I'm just saying, if he feel like he made a fucked up somewhere with you, man. He's going to make good with it.
Mm-hmm. It's dope. That. Absolutely. We just love to see Black people doing good. And when I told myself I was going to speak good into Black people, even Damo. So
especially Damo. Especially Damo.
But when we notice it, we all about giving these flowers, baby. So
while we out here,
it is dope as hell to see what you're doing.
For you.
Even though you don't have that popularity of your quality, your work itself is coming.
We gonna make sure.
I don't want the popularity.
No, not the pop. We ain't talking about popularity as far as the known. We talking about
right. You don't need KCPCA, okay.
Your impact
is far beyond.
No, she's not going at KCPCA. Clown at Damo and saving for the podcast. I need y'all to understand that before y'all try
Please
to turn that into
that.
Something.
Understand
it ain't.
Also that Ray the Jerk is one of my closest friends, that's and we are not. That's not what I'm on. This was a direct. Dig and direct.
Watch your mouth. Doing not business his, at saving for the
not
podcast.
Not even the watch your mouth podcast.
Just
Damo as a person. Okay, not as a podcaster or affiliate. He is the nigga that I'm talking about.
Period.
I appreciate it.
But we appreciate you too. I like what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I like your level of investment in Thank your you. Podcast, mm-hmm. your crafts, your TikToks are some funny shit. Like, mm-hmm. I love your reenactments.
And I wish you would have came dressed
build
up.
A black, hashtag build up a black man. Build up a black man. Keep you doing your
I
thing.
I love that.
Hey, smile.
And really, for real, hashtag while we are giving flowers, Damo really gets on my fucking nerves. Like,
I love it.
I do have a big brother, but if I had a big brother that I interacted with on a consistent, regular, everyday, single fucking basis, mm-hmm. it would probably be this bald-headed nigga here. And I hate to fucking love him. Like, honestly.
That means so much to me.
Oh my God, look, he about to
man,
cry
look,
and shit.
No, build up a black man.
No, because for real.
I've been complimenting the shit out of men.
I've learned so much.
Some good shit. Speak
it just means a lot when, like, it's hard to love a nigga, but you gotta love him
okay.
anyway.
It really ain't that hard.
Virtually impossible.
It's not.
We still
I mean, the thing about it is.
I'm just talking shit.
It is, but it ain't.
It really ain't that hard.
Depends on the black man. Yeah, we're gonna give everybody their flowers. Yeah. We want y'all to know.
Yeah.
We see y'all. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. All that type of shit. So if I see you,
that's
I'm doing
fact.
It.
For both of y'all in here, the and TJ that had to leave because he I don't know if he gonna listen to this or not. But anyway, for the men that are here, I have really honestly and truly learned so much from y'all in all different aspects of the arena I'm in, but even like when I'm talking about Damo, like just life in general. So with that being said, thank to you and you Pong, you and TJ the most, but Damo,
I get
thanks.
So
and thanks, adjacent.
I really appreciate it. No, I really, really, really appreciate it because for real, all of the game that y'all have like laced us with, y'all did not have to.
That's a fact.
Y'all did not have to.
Literal free
game.
Out the gate.
Literal free game. And I know a lot of people be like, oh my God, they probably be irritated with us because like we really just fuck with each other. Like it's really just genuine. Like with us, like our relationship with Savior, like we really just all fuck with each other like that. And so with that being said, I feel like we all, even though like lift everybody up, obviously, but I know I just personally feel like if there's anything that I'm going to like do greater when it comes to this shit or whatever, whatever opportunity comes my way, I feel like I would like to make sure that I bring, you know, squad. The people that been, gang. That's what I want to do. So I just want to say that. That's enough of that nice shit.
And I want to say the same about everybody, all of y'all too.
I feel like you lying, but okay.
No, for real. Okay. I just feel like I always do this, so it's kind of like.
Do you? But no, yeah, I do. Damo is really a flower giving ass nigga.
Really?
But, he that nigga in the club with the roses.
He is, though.
People get confused a lot when I call like younger people than me big brother, big sister, or whatever. I only say that because I feel like I'm sponging off of you.
Go ahead and tell them I'm your big sister.
So when I say that, it's,
Okay, Ray.
Tell them I'm your big sister.
Ray 2.0.
Ray said that before?
Ray always says that.
She said that? Yeah, well, anyway,
You don't be hearing her, but,
Okay.
That's my dog. That's my favorite one on here.
Oh, my God.
Wow. But, yeah, that's all that means. It's like, man, that's the person I'm learning from, like, which is, I damn near call my daughter big sister. You know what I mean? Because she didn't teach. She teaches.
She's taller than you, right?
Not really.
Smarter, for sure.
Definitely. She do things different.
Okay.
But yeah, that's how that is.
Shout out to Kiri.
Sister, don't think
be listening to this. She shouldn't be listening to this, though.
Huh?
Don't think I'm trying to say you older than me if I call you.
You can't, nigga. You are fucking ancient. Like,
hella ancient. 40 what? For sure.
Like, what? Right. Can't nobody say they 40 older
times
than me.
What?
I think, yeah.
40 no. to the power appreciate of what?
Period.
Okay, go ahead.
We still babies, so.
Nah, for real.
Definitely.
But seriously, though, I know we joke on each other a lot, but that's just our relationship, though, so. Don't ever think it's real rap beef between us, because I didn't beat Damo ass enough
alive
times for him to know. Like, don't do that.
You niggas still alive. Stupid. They ain't thought that.
Yeah, I'm just saying somebody might.
Nobody think that.
Somebody anyway might. Let me say.
You ain't been in the streets in how long?
I don't know nothing about that.
So yeah, guys.
Street adjacent.
I feel like this has been a really, I feel like this has been a really great either experience and a great episode.
I was in the streets like.
See, that's why my podcast is 5 hours today.
It's all that most.
I'm really, I swear I was just trying to end it. I swear I was.
I seen it.
I swear I was.
You want me to help you?
Okay.
Won't
take two. Take 40.
No, we are the fuck.
Hold on. What you normally say about the cuts?
Huh?
The cuts.
What about him?
You want to know what he doing?
No.
With him? What?
I mean, this is a phrase she always says.
Oh, I'm going to say it. Oh, what you mean? Her?
Yeah, her.
Should I say a lot of shit?
There's no 925 Damo out here.
What I say?
You wasn't.
Oh, I thought we was leaving.
I'm saying. I'm
sorry, we about to leave, but damn.
I can't leave till you damn because a
make
real
sure
nigga,
you
a real nigga trapped.
I was talking that little damn shit about, you know, what happened at the
yeah.
What happened?
You cropped that out.
We'll hit you.
Yeah,
I'ma fuck with you.
Oh,
that's funny because we ain't never did no. I cropped that out.
We ain't never. We be like, you know what? It's there.
Hey, listen.
The content is there.
She be giving a fuck. Not me. I would say leave that shit in there, but she cares. So take it out.
I ain't got a relationship with Cuz.
So, I feel it. Well, I'm just saying, even though we don't, he still fuck with us. He still share our shit and stuff like that. I don't want him to feel no way. Like, I've already spoken to him, said what I got to say in private.
Nah, see, now we got to crop that part. It's cool. Don't worry about it.
He know. He already know he going to have to sew this shit together.
We sorry.
No, it's not. That's just being respectful. I've spoken to you in private about whatever the issue was, and I don't want it. It ain't necessary for
nigga. I wasn't talking about
for
that
everybody.
I was talking about this.
See, you fucking annoying.
Y'all got a little private.
Anyway, so yeah, I think this was a really good episode. I always like it when we get to talk for a really long time, but I also kind of hate it because then I'll be like, damn, how the fuck we going? This, you know, but whatever. Yeah. We'll we got the that best engineer in the world. He'll figure it out.
Shout out Ray too. Appreciate you letting me come on.
Appreciate that. It's Cara. Appreciate that.
appreciate that for TJ.
So, I didn't think he was going to do it either.
This
I didn't
was like either.
That. Close it out like Nick B.
Sorry.
I can't close it out like Nick B. I don't know what you want me to say. I don't know how Nick B close things out, but I know what how we close things out.
Right. What did you say? Oh, that's some Nick B shit. That's good content.
That's good content.
Because what do it look like?
To be totally like trans. I'm sorry. Okay. I know you're trying to close it out.
I mean, shit, wheels be spinning. What should we do?
I did check out some old porn just to see what it looked like.
Oh, it wasn't that bad, was it?
It wasn't bad at all. Like, you know what I'm for some reason, it was in my head. Like,
top three now.
I wonder what an old cooch looked like.
It looked like a cooch.
It wasn't wrinkly. It was like, they showed it from
the... I know, that's like, now I got something to do tonight.
Y'all should look. I went up to 70 plus. 70. Like, you ain't old. I need that old.
I feel you. When I get into my research mode, because when
I didn't want to jack.
No, I feel you. I'm curious. I'm just curious to see all right, how it looked. No, don't take your headphones off. We about to go in a minute.
What the fuck?
No.
What the fuck?
I feel dumb because
I'm ready to go.
No, I feel Damo.
She the same way. I don't know why she acting like that.
I feel Damo.
What are you talking about?
On the research thing.
I like that. Because I know one time I wanted to know how long elephants be pregnant for and like how they give birth. She is.
Hey, y'all do what y'all got to do.
You don't care about how an elephant give birth? You don't care that an elephant come out?
I don't care to talk about it right now.
Okay.
God damn.
I know a lot of information about that. I just was ready
God
to
God damn.
Okay, we about to go.
The fuck?
Okay, we about to go. God damn.
I ain't even get to outro us.
We done.
Nah, don't try.
It's not about to end like that. I try to fucking say you could have been anywhere in the fucking world, but you're here with us still.
Hello. The outburst was
y'all
the outro.
Even let me.
You gotta do a
put
drop
your shit
for this.
On. Hold on. Put your shit on.
No.
Now.
The you outburst was the outro.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
I don't like to be hollered at. And you know that.
Are you gonna do an outro between part one and part two?
I have to. That's why you gotta do it three times. Yes.
My bad, cuz.
It's two completely different shows.
She don't
okay, make that outburst.
No, because I
want to
say different
last
shit.
Outro.
She don't know how dope
I would
your
like
work
to,
is.
I do, but I don't want it to like be the same. I don't want it to be the same exact fucking outro every time if it's going to be three separate things.
Changing their outro.
All right, baby.
Over to save
what we doing?
Listen, y'all could have been anywhere in the world.
But you were here with us.
And we thank you and we appreciate you. Thank you for listening to whichever part that you're listening to right now.
Is this the second outro or the first outro?
I'm about to be his ass.
Hey, listen, this might be the first, second, or third outro, but just know she is about to beat this nigga ass when we leave. And y'all gonna either find out why or y'all know why, but y'all gonna see.
I'm gonna record it.
That's a fact. I'm like, world star. That's
you want me to go live or you want me to just record it? I'm gonna just record it.
Do both, shit. I don't know. It's
I'm gonna send it to Pawn and he gonna edit it.
It's the wave.
Okay, for real this time.
Part two.
Ish.
Which one was
two? To adjacent.
To adjacent. Which one was two?
Actually, it's raw, uncut. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, raw.
This shit is just out of control.
Look at a raw session.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
So.
Hey, man, y'all do with this outro what y'all will. Because I don't fucking even know what's happening here. I don't even know what's happening anymore.
Yeah, we've been recording for almost 5 hours.
Somebody stole my toothpick.
Nigga, you stole your toothpick. you stole your toothpick, Jody.
Hi, this is the Honey Trap Podcast.
Thank you so much.
We thank you guys for being here. You could be anywhere in the world right now.
But you're here with us.
And we thank you.
Ooh.
Now, that was harmony.
That was nice.
So why would I tell you to do it? You just
get... Wow, that was fire.